Do you remember how old you were when you first started school, like primary school? Were you 4, 5, maybe 6? I think I was 4. Yeah, I was underage, as they call it, when I started school. Well, it turns out more kids are starting school later on, with almost 15% of Australian parents deciding to delay sending their kids to school. That's about 3 times the rate of that in the US. So why is it that parents are deciding to delay sending their kids to school? To find out more, we're joined by Dr. Amanda Mergler. She is a registered psychologist and education expert at the Queensland University of Technology. Good morning, Doctor. Thank you for your time.
No problem. Good morning, Jamie.
So let's break it down. Let's jump into it, actually. Is there a benefit to holding your kids back and starting primary school later on?
Well, that's the answer that everyone wants to know, and that's really one of the most difficult questions to answer, because it depends largely on each individual child. So the research in the area is really mixed. Some research shows that if you are delayed and you are the oldest in the year, that there are some benefits in reading and in mathematics. Other studies show that there isn't any benefit to being delayed at all. Some studies show that there can be some issues with children that are delayed, particularly in their later years, say as they hit adolescence in high school. So it's not a clear picture, and we really aren't sure.
Right, okay. That was a good answer. It was very political. I like that, Amanda. Let's look at the flip side then. Are there any issues with sending a kid to school early? Say 4 years old.
Yeah, I think there are some. There's an argument as well about whether we need to consider, should children be ready for school or should schools get ready for children? And the ideal situation would be that every child could attend school and schools would cater to that individual child's needs, whether they were 4 or whether they were 6. I think what we find, though, is in reality, of course, schools are trying to deal with a vast diversity in students, and it can be challenging for those younger kids when they're sitting in a classroom. And because of delayed entry, they can be sitting in a class with a child who's a whole year and a half older than them. So it's hard for teachers to accommodate to that diversity. And also, the expectations we have of children in school might not be appropriate for the developmental ability of children. So when we're asking children in prep to sit still for extended periods of time, to focus and concentrate, to write, learn letters and write letters and write sentences in some cases, obviously, younger children in general are going to struggle with those things more than older children. And the concern I think some parents have is, will my younger child who's struggling more be seen as, a slower child that can't cope? And will that sort of stigma stay with them in their early years of schooling?
I suppose the other thing is, Amanda, you look physically at the size of a 4-year-old compared to, say, the size of a 6-year-old. And if they're both in the same class at the same time, there is going to be kind of this disparity physically in these kids.
Yeah, definitely. And that might not be such a problem, but I think when we then start expecting those very different children to perform in the same way, that's when we then have a problem. So if we're able to maintain that understanding that these kids are quite diverse and this one's a lot younger and that one's a lot older and therefore they can do very different things, if we can keep that in mind and respond to them appropriately, I don't think it would be a problem. But I think what some of the research has shown is that teachers can start to think that all children in the class should be able to do what those older and more competent children can do, and that's when we can see some problems.
If you've just joined us, I'm here with Dr. Amanda Mergler. She's a registered psychologist and education expert at the Queensland University of Technology. And we're talking here on Breakfast on 2SER about sending kids to school and what age is, appropriate. More and more parents are holding their kids back and sending them to school a little bit later on. So, Amanda, close to 15% of Australian parents are now delaying entry for their kids. Where's the popularity coming from?
Well, I think, firstly, the statistic of 15% is from data that came out in a study in 2011, and they were looking at data that was collected in 2006. So at the moment, in 2016, we don't know exactly what the national delayed entry rate is, and that's where we need more research in this area.
Was it previously trending upwards?
It was, okay. Yes. And in Queensland at the moment, my study and the data I've looked at, my colleague Professor Sue Walker and I looked at data from the Department of Education and Training on all Queensland state school children, and there was definitely an increase. From 2010, there was 1.5% of kids delayed, and in 2014, that had increased to 2.9%, so almost doubled.
Mm.
And it is largely boys that are being delayed. I think we analysed some parents' responses from an online discussion forum as to why they were delaying, had delayed or were going to delay. The key things that came out, if the child's birth date was close to the state cutoff, so they were very concerned that their child would be the youngest in the cohort. And also there was a focus on developmental issues, particularly their children's social and emotional issues. I had thought perhaps we'd see a concern about academic ability, but we didn't actually see that. So parents are really concerned about, is my child socially ready for school? Is my child emotionally able to separate from me? Can they get along with other kids and share? Sort of, can they hold their own, I guess, in the school environment? And I would argue that we are moving away from play-based education in prep, and we're getting greater academic demands on children. And I wonder if that is one of the reasons that parents are going, you know what, I think I'll leave my child in daycare or at home with me for an extra year and give them more of that play-based learning, let them be young, let them be kids, and then I'll send them to school for that more formal stuff when they're a bit older and a bit more socially and emotionally ready to deal with those expectations.
Or maybe it's just mums and dads that, you know, they're getting a bit clucky, they don't want the little one to go out of the house, you know, they're enjoying them having them around.
Possibly. I think it's hard because, of course, more and more parents are working now than ever. So, you know, there's that as well. There's a lot of parents that aren't at home with their kids all day, every day, and they're sending them to daycare. So I personally did delay my son, and it's been interesting for me. You know, the reason I became interested in this area is because I was making that choice of whether or not I would delay. And for me, it was certainly about, is he going to be confident and comfortable and competent in that school environment? So the research does say there are lots of different reasons why people delay, and some of the reasons are parents' philosophical beliefs. They don't believe that children should be in education so young.
Amanda, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for shedding some light on this issue for us.
No worries. Thank you very much, Jamie. Appreciate it.